today. There are going to be a lot of people here. We've been in a lot of disturbances, delayed airplanes, changes in schedule. But if your mind is in good shape, then the kind of thing doesn't matter. In other words, what you bring to things is what makes all the difference. So bring a good heart, bring a good mind. This principle applies to everything. A lot of difficulties in the world, there's a lot of cruelty in the world, there's a lot of poverty, there's a lot of unskillful behavior. But as long as we bring a good heart to it, bring a good mind to it, one, we don't have to suffer, and two, we're offering something good to the world. This is a very important principle, that what you experience in life comes primarily from what you create. And you can create all kinds of bad mental states if you want, but then you suffer, and you make the people around you suffer too. You create good mental states, you're happy, the people around you aren't suffering from your greed, aversion, and delusion. So it's what you bring to a circumstance is what makes all the difference. So try to bring a good heart, bring a good mind. When you come to the meditation, it's not just a question of what can I get out of the meditation. Think, what can I give to the meditation? This is why the training begins with generosity. You realize that when you do an act of generosity, you've broken a cycle of greed and stinginess. And by breaking that, you've found something good in the world, because you've created something good. And the same principle applies to virtue, the same principle applies to the meditation. It's what you bring that makes all the difference. So bring the right attitude. In other words, what can I give? What can I contribute? And then whatever happens, if it doesn't go well, you always have your old past karma that you can't really control. But you can be proud of the fact that you brought something good. And that's what matters. And then the more you pay attention to what's really good, what really gets good results in your actions, then their actions become not only good, but also skillful. In other words, they really do contribute to your happiness and the happiness of those around you. So the question is always, what can I give? What can I bring? When you develop that attitude, then the world becomes a much better place, because you're giving something good to the world, and you can create it out of nothing. The potential for thoughts in the mind is always there. So take that potential and use it well. Don't use it to create thoughts that stab yourself. Don't use it to create thoughts that create burdens for yourself. They're so unnecessary. This is why so many people suffer in the world, because they keep creating bad mental states. From the bad mental states comes bad results. So we can start right here with us. We can't wait for other people to be good. We can start with goodness in our own. It's free. It's there. The potential is always there. So make the most of that potential.